Good evening, this is Gary Black with a KUAC News Minor update. The National Transportation Safety Board has issued a preliminary report on the K-2 aviation flight-seeing plane crash that killed five people earlier this month in Denali National Park. KTNA reports that the NTSB says the pilot, identified as Craig Lason, reached K-2's Talkeetna office by satellite phone a few minutes after the crash. Lason told ground personnel that the plane had impacted a mountain and that the people on board needed rescue. The first call only lasted a couple of minutes before the signal was lost. After multiple further attempts, contact was reestablished. Lason said at the time he was trapped in the wreckage of the plane and that there were two possible fatalities on board. Later that evening, the National Park Service launched a search and rescue helicopter, but poor weather conditions prevented rangers from reaching the site. For the next 36 hours, Park Service and military aircraft continued to attempt to spot the downed plane. On the morning of August 6, a Denali National Park mountaineering ranger was lowered to the crash site and confirmed four of the five people on board were deceased, but could not see the plane's fifth occupant. 4 days later, another mission was launched and rangers were able to locate the body of the fifth occupant. The four passengers were Polish citizens and their names have not been released. NTSB investigator David Williams traveled to the scene of the accident and writes that the airplane broke into multiple pieces after colliding with the ridge. In a statement last week, National Park Service personnel stated that conditions on Thunder Mountain are too dangerous to attempt a recovery of the aircraft and its occupants. Fairbanks Veterans Stand Down events are happening today and Saturday, and in its 20th year, the Stand Down gives military veterans easy access to services they might not otherwise seek out. There is a surplus clothing handout today at Pioneer Park, and Fairbanks Veterans Center Counselor John Duncan says Stand Down organizers will serve breakfast to veterans Saturday morning, followed by an all-day services fair.
It is everything under a big umbrella. There'll be dental, medical, eye screenings. There's going to be some legal people there that can answer questions in regards to the legal system and the VA. Blood screenings. There's going to be homeless outreach groups who are there to help get veterans into housing.
Duncan says the event was started because local veterans, particularly from the Vietnam era, were not signing up with the Veterans Administration for services.
There's been a lot of reluctance by the older generations of veterans to really engage with the services that are out there, so like the VA, and we also have a pretty sizable chunk of veteran population that is homeless and kind of living out in the woods. So this was an option for them to get those services they may be avoiding in a setting that was more comfortable.
Duncan says the community is very supportive of Alaska veterans, and many service organizations will be set up to answer questions Saturday. New this year is a legal clinic to help veterans make new claims or follow up on existing claims to the VA. The event goes from 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday at Pioneer Park in Fairbanks. The first cannabis testing facility is expected to open in Interior Alaska in about a month after the Alaska Marijuana Control Board approved its license Thursday. Fairbanks Analytical Testing has been under development since last year. Once the facility opens, it will join two other testing laboratories operating in Alaska. CanTest and Steep Hill are both based in Anchorage. The new Fairbanks lab is fully operational, according to owners Delane McComber and Ronald Eads, but it will need to get a final inspection in the coming weeks before the Alaska Marijuana Control Office issues the license. The facility is expected to cut wait times and transportation costs for interior marijuana growers. About 30 marijuana cultivators are active in Fairbanks and North Pole, according to state tax records. South Central Alaska has about twice that number of active cultivators. Fairbanks Analytical Testing is planning to offer soil sampling and cannabis analysis, including testing for potency, solvents, and microbials. The Marijuana Control Board wrapped up its three-day meeting in Fairbanks today. An Alaska man will spend the rest of his life in prison for the January 2017 Florida airport shooting that left five people dead and six wounded. U.S. District Judge Beth Bloom accepted a plea deal today in which Esteban Santiago, 28 years old, agreed to admit to the shooting if prosecutors would not seek the death penalty. Santiago pleaded guilty in May to 11 charges of causing death and violence at an international airport. Santiago, who's from Anchorage, admitted he opened fire with a handgun in a baggage area at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport after traveling there on a one-way ticket. He retrieved a box containing a Walther 9mm handgun from his checked luggage, loaded it in the restroom, and came out firing 15 rounds. Judge Bloom called the rampage, quote, 85 seconds of evil, and said she found it difficult to separate the evil of the acts from the evil in the man. An Iraq war veteran, Santiago was diagnosed after the shooting as schizophrenic, but was found competent to understand legal proceedings. Doctors say he has improved with antipsychotic medication. And for more on tonight's stories or others, visit newsminer.com or KUAC.org. This is Gary Black.